My name is Katia Aurelia, and this is I'm the nurse practitioner. This is for patient Ruth A. McNeese, R-U-T-H, middle initial A, last name M-C-N-E-E-S. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. The CKD is stable and is likely related to nephrocirrhosis associated with hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia in the aging process. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 17 from 16, creatinine of 1.0 from 1.04, and a GFR of 58 from 52. There is no evidence. There is no evidence of protein in the urinary sedum. There is no evidence of proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 149 milligrams. Period. The electrolytes are within normal limits. There is no activity in the urinary sediments, and the blood pressure has remained stable. Period. She has lost 19 pounds since the last visit and is doing well. Period. Next line. Arterial hypertension, which is under control with blood pressure of 114 over 62. Period. She is euvolemic. Continue with the current regimen. Next line. Iron deficiency without anemia. Her HNH is stable at 11.3 and 33.9%. However, her iron saturation is 18%. Period. She states she had stopped taking her iron supplementations due to constipation. Period. However, she had just recently started them again. Period. We recommend that she takes the iron supplementation at least every other day if she is unable to tolerate it on a daily basis due to constipation. Prescription for new iron, 150 milligrams once added twice a day, sent to the pharmacy. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is under control with A1C of 6.3% from 6.9%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, GERD on PPI. Stable. Next line. Obesity, status post bariatric surgery. Next line. The patient complains of chronic diarrhea and occasional urinary and bowel incontinence, period. We recommend that she follows up with her primary care provider for possible referral to a neurologist for further evaluation and maybe intervention to improve her current condition, period. We will reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup and